Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Z Morning Zoo podcast. Z Morning Zoo is online at iTunes and Z104.com.
All right, let's get to this week's phone scam.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104.
Well, you're in luck. Guess who got the phone scam this week? This freaking guy. There's only a couple things you really need to know about wrestling, WWE wrestling.
Okay.
Number one, it kicks ass. Okay. And number two, John Cena. John Cena is a good-looking guy. He's a former Marine, okay?
Ooh,
and now
even better.
Turned wrestler. That's why I thought you would like him, Trisha.
I'm getting all wrestler. Giggly already.
When John Cena comes into the ring, okay. He has his own theme song. Mm-hmm. And this is the theme song right here.
This one, even Shaggy go crazy over when you hear it. You love it.
Every time we play this on the Z Morning Zoo, me and Shaggy start jumping around and fighting each other. So that's John Cena's theme song. All right. So we got an email for a phone scam Friday, and you can email us too, Nick at Z104.com, Trisha at Z104.com, Shaggy at Z104.com. It says, Dear Z Morning Zoo, I love the show. I was wondering if you guys could phone scam my wife, Marie. By the way, this guy's name is Donnie. Donnie and Marie. Swear to God.
No way.
Can't make it up.
Yeah.
Swear to God. So I gave him a little bit of crap about that. Anyways, what we got down to, he said, a couple weeks ago, I ordered WWE Wrestling Pay-Per-View Survivor Series, and my wife flipped. He said, she came in the room and yelled at me and said, change it. I'm missing my shows. I said, what shows?
No.
She said, Revenge and Homeland. I guess she watches Homeland.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I can't change it. She said, why not? He said, it's pay-per-view. He said, at that point, she proceeded to yell at me for the next hour about ordering pay-per-view wrestling on our television. I tried to explain to her how kick-ass WWE wrestling is. She didn't get the picture. Maybe a phone scam would help. So we are going to, we called Donnie's wife, Marie, swear to God, and we tried to sell her on the virtues of WWE wrestling. It didn't exactly work out very well.
But you gave it 127%.
I certainly did. Here's this week's phone scam. Check it out.
Hello?
I have just one question for you. Are you ready?
Am I ready for what? Who is this?
Are you ready for this Sunday night when WWE champ John Cena defends his title in the WWE Superslam?
Right now you can order this awesome pay-per-view event for just
$59.99. I'm sorry, no, there is not any chance in hell that we're ever going to have wrestling in this house again. But thank you, but no. Have a good day. Hello?
And goodbye to anyone standing in John Cena's way when he takes those six men in a steel cage chutes and ladders match at WWE Superslam. Order now and save $10 with a low price of just $49.99.
Sir, you guys just called me, and as I mentioned before, we're not ordering this, so please stop calling my house. Thank you and goodbye. Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Champ?
Who?
Champ? Is Champ there?
Who is Champ?
That question will be answered this Sunday night! Listen, hey!
Sir!
Taking on Shane!
Quit calling my house!
The Undertaker!
Quit calling me!
CM Punk! And even Triple H and The Big Show in a spit-swapping makeout match!
Listen! Hello? Hello? Can you stop screaming in your little sirens and whatever that is? Can you knock it off for 5 seconds? Not interested. Stop calling my f***ing house. Hello?
I'm watching you.
Excuse me?
That's exactly what The Undertaker told John Cena! But will he be able to take the belt from the mightiest champion in WWE history at this weekend's WWE Superstar?
For the love of all that is f***, stop calling my house
stop
Christ, get your number. I will track you down and absolutely tear you to pieces. Do you understand me? I know you are John Cena, crazy motherfucker. Come in now. No wrestling, no super motherfucking slam is happening in this house. I swear to Jesus, if this is those wrestling f***s again.
Okay, good morning. Hi, I'm just calling this morning to ask if you're a supporter of the United States military.
Oh, my God, I apologize. We've been getting calls all morning. I apologize, and yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, I am.
Great. Are you a supporter of the Marine Corps?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Great, because a former decorated member of the United States Marine Corps needs your support.
And his name is John Cena! I'm gonna get in the ring and put boots down!
You?
This
are you kidding me right now?
WWE.
Are you kidding me right now? I can't even handle this. I cannot handle this.
Available right now at a low price of only $39.99.
I can't believe you're still calling me. I'm about to lose my shit. I swear I'm about to call the police.
Hello. You have a collect call from
John Cena!
Will you accept the charges?
I'll f*** your mother. Listen! Stop calling! Is listening not your strong suit? Because you're pretty sure it f*** is, but you're not hearing me. Shut your f***ing beaten down brain from Super Slam and listen! I am not! I don't care if they're $59, $49, $39, or 39 f***ing cents. I don't want it. It won't happen. If they're coming on my TV again, it won't be allowed in this house. Do you understand me? Never again will I be wrestling here in this house. Not a piece of going through closets and taking out T-shirts and burning them and calling the police and telling you that you're harassing me. Stop it now. And I am calling the police. Good luck to you. Have a nice day. F*** yourself.
Hold on. Marie, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio
Hi.
Show on Z104. How are you?
What?
We've been phone scamming you. Your husband Donnie told us to phone.
We are all in a fight right now. Are you kidding me right now?
I'm so sorry. I feel so bad for you.
I couldn't believe the mouth you had on you.
Oh,
my God. Well, listen.
I haven't had my coffee yet. Shut up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I know how
well,
to
Well, listen. We won't be calling you back anymore. I promise. Okay.
Thank Jesus.
You won't have to hear this. Alright, you won't have to hear that anymore.
I swear to God, I was gonna go to jail, and I was. Oh, it was bad.
Oh my God, that was funny. I'm sorry, I just got my mouth full, so just give me a second. Let's do a little clapping for an amazing Raw that they did tonight. It was amazing Raw. I think if you're like a radio VJ, some of them have to have the voice or already, you know, used
well,
to doing that.
I think it's easier for men to do it anyway, because of their voice being naturally deep and everything, so that gruffness is there.
Yeah, I agree. What you were just listening to not too long ago, I don't know if all of you heard, but I think it was close to the end of last year that this radio station, I think it was Morning Zoo Z100, they prank call this lady.
Because this lady basically freaked out because her husband ordered Survivor Series, and she doesn't like wrestling, and
she was going to miss her shows and all this lot, and apparently just had a basic hissy fit.
Right, and as y'all listen and witness, I'm sorry, but that was hella funny.
Right.
Oh, man. Well, I know I got my...
And my whole thing was, as I said to you, I'm not... I have moments where I don't want to watch wrestling. AJ will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
There are times I'm like, I just don't want to watch it. And either I will go into our room and watch it, or AJ will go in... Oh, I'll go into our room and watch something else, or AJ will go into the room and watch wrestling. But we've never really butted heads over like ordering a pay-per-view or watching wrestling.
No.
Because we compromised. And
well,
we've done the thing, like, there's been a couple of times where I've just not wanted to watch wrestling at all. I was like, I'll watch it another day. And he's like, well, I want to watch it now. It's like, okay, you watch it now, but I get to choose what movie we watch tonight.
Well, we compromised just like that.
Yeah, but we've done that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing, is that you have to compromise and you have to work things out together. And honestly, as much as my son complains, he doesn't like wrestling and everything, it was popping in and out of his room all evening as soon as the commercials were over. My son. It's the one thing that has to be said, that when push comes to shove, it is our bonding thing, the pay-per-views.
I think it was a bonding thing for everybody.
Well,
you know,
again,
I mean?
Your cousin comes over, and I'll say this, AJ's got a cousin called Anthony, who is actually our second child. It's almost like we have weekend visitations with him, because he's been coming over pretty much every weekend for the past 6 years. But, you know, he comes over, we have a couple of friends who normally show up, and I'm not joking when we say if they're our wrestling family, because it is. You know, it's one thing that bonds us. Like, let's be honest, how many, I'm just saying purely out of, if you think about it, how many men and women out there would allow their partner to go hang out with a group of other people where you know they're going to be getting hugged and everything from the opposite sex? You know from just personal experience, that there's a lot of people who are like, oh, I won't allow that to happen, I won't allow that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I go out with our wrestling family,
right,
I'm going to get hugged and kissed. You're going to get hugged and kissed. But it's family. It's a family hug.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like, you went to Atlanta by yourself. How many female wrestling friends were there? There was a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, it was.
What was the only thing I said to you about being out there in regards to everybody? Don't touch the girls at Hooters. But that was the only thing I said. Did I or did I not? I had no issues with the females you went with. It was, don't touch the women in Hooters.
Like I would. No, I mean...
But I know, but you know what I'm saying. It's that whole thing. It is a real family thing. And as I said, you know, we have had those times where some of us don't want to watch wrestling, or, you know, we compromise, we switch around. One of us will watch it in one room, one will watch something else in the other. That's how you do it. I would never freak out to the point where I'm pumped on a radio show.
And her name is John Cena. No. Oh, man. But, yeah. It's just, like, all fun because, you know, we got our wrestling friends and stuff like that. And it's just always fun. Especially you see wrestling friends, not, like, any idiot wrestling fans. Can't stand none of those. But what we're going to do is we're going to... Come on, give me the... There we go. Matches. We'll give you the results of the matches, and we're probably going to talk about all these matches one at a time on how we feel about it and what we think. Did they do the right thing or did they not? So, let's go.
John Cena!
The fatal four-way for the tag team championship. I'm glad I caught what the amount of time that I did, although I was playing basketball yesterday. What did you? Well, because you saw most of the match, so what do you think about the fatal four-way tag match?
It should have been actually on the main show. They could have quite easily put the Divas Battle Royal into the pre-show and had that tag team match as the semi-main event, because the standard of wrestling that came out of that was just phenomenal. Absolutely amazing match. Really, really good.
Yeah, I do agree. Was that all of them jumping from the top ropes and stuff like that? And with a fatal four-way elimination match, which I think they didn't clear up, which I don't get why, but...
But no, it was phenomenal.
It was.
The other thing that was, like, good about it was seeing so many wrestlers take chances and everything, you know?
Right. And we're going to talk about the first match of the night. Daniel Bryan and Triple H, with Daniel Bryan defeated Triple H, and the Yes Movement continued on from there. We all knew this match was going to be brutal, but the Triple H ring entrance.
That was brilliant.
Looked like Shao Kahn for more.
I told you, it looked like a new version of Conan. But it was good, because I think that what we were saying last night, there are some wrestlers who bring out the best in other wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan, even though he was a fan favorite, went in as being a small guy.
Mm-hmm.
Both in height, both in weight. Very much almost the underdog, so to speak.
Right.
And this is where, as much as I dislike Triple H, this is where Triple H's skills as a wrestler came out.
Yep.
He brought out the best in Daniel Bryan.
And
he brought out that... Sorry, I'm interrupting
no,
you.
No, I'm just saying, and vice versa.
Yeah. That match, to be perfectly honest, was one of the best matches of the night, because Daniel Bryan showed the world that he can stand up against the best. Because regardless of what you think about Triple H, there's a reason he has been around for so long, and there is a reason he can take time off and come back in the ring and still perform.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is good.
Right.
But as you said, Daniel Bryan also brought the best out in Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody who, you know, is a lot bigger than Daniel Bryan, they worked well. It was so amazing to watch them work.
Right. Just like, it was a brutal match, no doubt about it. And we kind of knew this coming in, that it was going to be a brutal match. Especially at the ending of the match, when he won, Triple H was beating the living hell out of him.
Mm-hmm.
It was just brutal, brutal, brutal. Okay, the next match. It was the Shield versus Kane and New Age Outlaws, with the Shield winning that match.
Well, the match was scheduled to go longer, but because of the injury to Billy Gunn,
mm-hmm.
it was cut short. And right. It noticed.
And the injury happened when they did that... And the triple power bomb on Road Dogg and Billy Gunn. So,
yeah. You could tell that the match was cut short.
Right. And
but you've got to say, I don't like the New Age Outlaws. I really don't.
Well, I just can't stand Billy Gunn.
I don't like either of them. But you don't want to see somebody seriously hurt. And he would have got a lot seriously hurt if he carried on. So it was a smart move to end it. But I just wish the injury hadn't happened so it could have run its full course the way it should have.
Right, and I think, like, he was internal bleeding in his ribs, like a bruised ribs or something, and he was coughing up blood. But, yeah, that's an injury. And, yeah, the match was pretty quick, but they did make it good enough for it to make the match look interesting. So that was good news. Cesaro won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
That was awesome.
Right. The way it ended with him picking up Big Show and throwing him out.
How?
Right. He's that strong, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that Battle Royal, I think they should have, I was going to say, shouldn't they did it like the Royal Rumble match, just like do the countdown, maybe like every...
No, because it would have gone too long.
I was going to say every 30 seconds. But it still worked out being pretty good. So
it just made me laugh. Goldust walking around the ring doing nothing for some of there he goes. And there he goes again.
And, okay, we're going to get the numbers right. While they was trying to upstage the numbers, it was the 75,167 people that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And from what we were told, it wasn't really sold out.
Mm-mm. There was still a lot of empty seats.
Right. It's just like, you know, why would they do that? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Giving up wandering the WWE, to be perfectly honest.
That's true. Next up is John Cena versus Bray Wyatt. John Cena went in the match. I think mainly what Bray Wyatt was trying to do was just get something out of him. And I don't think he was trying to win this match anyway.
No.
And for the people...
But it was good. Some of those moves in that match were freaky as anything.
Right. I'm surprised nobody didn't say that was freaky. Or anything.
I did. I said that a couple of times. If you
remember. Yeah, I know you did.
Oh, my gosh.
I just thought the crowd would, you know, would say something.
The one thing that has to be said, at least nobody can bitch and complain that, oh, John Cena's got the main event again. He was in a mid-card match.
Right. And the thing is, he did win, but that doesn't mean that Bray Wyatt, you know, was damaged or anything like that. Or
okay, the way I look at say it is like, Cena may have won. But Bray Wyatt didn't lose.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
You get where I'm coming from. Yes, technically he lost the match, but he didn't lose. Because it's a whole setup for other storylines between them that's to come and everything.
Right. And it's like the feud is not going to be over. As
no.
You saw what happened on Raw with the 6-man tag.
Yep.
That feud is far from over. So, next up, let's see, we talk about that one, I think it was the streak.
Yeah.
Hurt all around the world, and it ended. Brock Lesnar defeated The Undertaker.
There's a lot of controversy in regards to that.
Right.
And we're still actually waiting out for, like, official word from somebody in WWE's camp. To come out and say it, but the rumor has it, and this has been confirmed a couple of times during the course of today, that Brock Lesnar just changed the outcome in the middle of the match.
Mm-hmm.
Undertaker was still supposed to win. Next year at WrestleMania, he was supposed to lose, but to somebody who we could all be behind with beating the streak.
Right.
So just for argument's sake, they bought RVD back. If RVD beat Undertaker, people would be shocked. Oh, my God, Undertaker lost it. You know, his streak's over. But you'd be like, you know what? But RVD beat him. That's awesome. RVD's a good wrestler, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So there would be no major issue there.
Right, exactly.
But the way Brock Lesnar had Undertaker pinned, Undertaker couldn't get his shoulders up. And if you look, the referee was hesitant, but but the referees aren't privy anymore to knowing the outcome of the matches.
Right, they just go with the flow.
They're just supposed to call them. So there was all of that. Then on top of that, it affected, from what I could hear, the following match, which was the Divas match. Because apparently all hell broke loose out back. To the point where referees are actually refereeing real fights out the back and trying to stop things. So there were supposed to have been two more referees around the ring for the Divas match, who was supposed to catch AJ Lee cheating to keep her title.
Right.
So in which case, the match was supposed to start again. Everybody saw that didn't happen. And if you look, Vicky Guerrero kept looking to the ramp when they had the camera on her.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she was obviously wondering what the hell was going on as well. Where was, the come out? So there was two matches who had different outcomes because of it. And I think that's why they did the thing this evening with Paige
mm-hmm.
beating AJ Lee.
Right. We will get to that in a little
right.
bit. But, because he was, she was forcing, I forgot who she had in the hold to tap. I wasn't sure who it was she made tap, but.
I can't even remember.
I think it was Naomi. That's what I'm guessing. But, I'm thinking you see that as light as day that she was making her do that with her hand, but the referee saw the other hand doing it. But, I don't know. It was got a little bit confusion on that part. But back with the Undertaker and Brock issue, there are rumors out there that Vince McMahon was pissed and he did not like how it happened. And now
Triple H apparently was beyond furious as well as Stephanie, because obviously they were involved in a match, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to, you know, it's like that whole double duty thing when you're performing and you're also running it and you're doing this, something gets overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people were saying that Brock Lesnar took advantage of that fact.
Right.
That the whole point was, as everybody knows, they've been working up for the past year almost to get Daniel Bryan to be the face of, forget about politics and forget about the storyline. They wanted Daniel Bryan up there to be the new face of the WWE. One, because John Cena wants a break. John Cena has come out and said that a couple of times. And you will notice that he's now not always doing main events. He's doing a lot of mid-card stuff, working with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the reason why. And they need somebody who's got a big enough following who can carry him. That's why they've been working up to this. And if you think about it, as much as I detest the management and everything there,
mm-hmm.
this has been, it's worked a really good storyline.
Right.
Triple H and Stephanie apparently were very angry with it as well. And I think that's probably why it's led on to what happened this evening with Paul Heyman and Cesaro. But we'll get to that in a bit.
Well, we can talk about that now, because the thing is, there are rumors that, I guess, Brock Lesnar has shown his, in the last time in WWE.
Yep.
Because I think they was going to say they was going to fire him immediately, but
they had to do something to.
Right. So they did, they did it that way, just say he beat the street. But I swear I thought somebody was going to come out and just take him out, but
yep.
That didn't happen.
Sadly.
You ain't got that keyword right, sadly. But main event, wow, it was brutal. It was brutal.
It was.
Especially when Batista did Batista bomb and Randy Orton hit the RKO all at the same time. On Daniel Bryan. Wow.
It was amazing.
But as everybody saw that, you saw that Batista and Randy Orton was like mostly just fighting each other. Because I know Daniel Bryan kind of needed a break from his match or whatnot with Triple H. Yeah. But overall, Daniel Bryan had won it. Also, thanks to the authority that tried to interfere in the match. And that didn't happen well. So, see, Daniel Bryan is the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
Which everybody sees about, let's be perfectly honest. Everybody has been waiting and waiting for this.
Exactly. Well, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk about tonight's Raw. Also, we're going to give you the results of the WFSO 2014 awards. So we will be back. And we are back. We're going to talk about tonight's Raw, get the results, and also, but before we talk about Raw and stuff, we're going to give our opinions on overall WrestleMania 30. So what do you think about how WrestleMania has been, you know, has been running when we watched it last night?
That's a tough one. You could see after the Undertaker match that something had gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God when it came to like the main event that they were all professional enough to just carry on like nothing happened. I would give it a like 7 out of 10.
Right. I guess for me, like, right, I think like after that loss, it kind of just like sucked much of the fun out of it, but not too much. Good enough to see the, you know, the Divas Invitation and the main event. But overall, and I guess another thing I'm disappointed is the quality of matches.
Yeah.
Because it was only like 7 matches.
Which would have been fine. I mean, seriously, it would have been okay. But you had injuries plague the matches. You had mess ups plague the matches. Now, if the Shield match had been hit by an injury, you wouldn't really have noticed that there was only 7 matches. Do you know what I mean? Because it would have carried on.
I think, like, some people probably did know that it was 7 matches, but...
No, but you're not getting what I'm saying. Everybody knows there were 7 matches.
Mm-hmm.
But the Shield match was cut short because of an injury. I'm saying if that match had been able to continue and had gone to run its full course the way it should have, it wouldn't have mattered that there was only 7 matches.
No, I get what you're saying because of the time limit and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it just wouldn't have made any difference. But the fact that you had that match cut short, the Undertaker match was cut short because of Brock Lesnar. You know, you then had the Divas match that was cut short because of Brock Lesnar. That's
mm-hmm.
what made it feel like there was only 7 matches.
Right. I'm just saying, like, normally, because, you know, they normally would have, like, 8 to 10 matches, and it's like the same thing. It's like, I don't know how some people are going to feel, but it's like you're watching a Monday Night Raw since you got, like, 8 matches in 3 hours and stuff like that compared to having 7 in 4.5. Well, not 4.5, but, like, nearly 4 hours. So that's what I just want to point out with that. And 1 to 10, 10 being the greatest. And,
I just said 7.
Oh, 7? Yeah, I have to say 7, too, for WrestleMania 30. All right, on to Monday Night Raw, La La Land, some of the fans were. It always seems like for the past couple of years, the fans...
It's like they're still drunk.
Drunk, hangover, stupidity, hit them with the head, or... I don't know, but... moving on. The Wyatt family versus John Cena, Sheamus, and Big E. The Wyatt family winning the match. And Fandango, as JBL said, that NBC wants to get it back. Oh, the one he was...
I think I was cooking stomach at that point. I just saw a peacock on his back and gave up and walked away.
Fandango, Summer Rae versus Santino and Emma, with Santino and Emma winning the match. WWE Tag Team Championship match with Batista, Randy Orton versus the Usos. Kind of a little bit of a reunion or evolution. The match ended up being, I guess on here they say it's double count out, but I probably would have said the Usos won by disqualification.
Right.
Rob Van Dam returns and went against Damian Sandow, and he won his match. Rey Mysterio, and finally returning Bad News Barrett.
Who had the crowd wrapped around his finger. He owned that crowd.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did. He did win the match. It was just shockingly like,
finally.
No, it wasn't like they cheered for Bad News Barrett. But it was like, who can boo Rey Mysterio? Seriously.
I can.
I can't.
Well, that's you.
Maybe because I am a Rey Mysterio fan as well, but you can't boo that man.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
You can.
Anyways.
I will argue with you to the cows come home.
I know. I will do the same thing, too, but we do have a show going on.
I don't care. This is called Wrestling Fan Speak Out. I'm a wrestling fan, and I'm speaking out. I will boo Rey Mysterio until the cows come home, until my hair turns gray. And we're getting pretty close to that event already. So,
that could be recorded, too. I can hear somebody use that and use, like, auto-tune, like, boo, boo, mixing it and stuff. But anyways, Alexander Rusi, I probably said it wrong anyway, versus Zack Ryder, he made his debut and, of course, defeated Zack Ryder.
Poor Zack Ryder, he's just a
jobber, man. It just sucks they just treat him that way. It just, like, why? But, yeah, true. Warrior came out and said his speech, and it was cool. Liked it.
I missed it for that, too.
Divas Championship match. Paige making her WWE debut against AJ Lee.
And she got the belt.
Paige did win the match. And I know half of y'all probably know this, but some of y'all that don't, she is the current NXT Women's Champion. And now, with this, she is the new Divas Champion. So.
Double belt holder.
Uh-huh, double belt herder. So
she holder, not herder.
I mean holder.
She going to be herding those belts in the morning, boy.
But, that's like a big debut, just the winning, you know, the women's title right off the bat.
Well, as I said, I think part of that has to do with the complete balls up of last night, but however British chick got it. We love British chicks. We love English chicks. Oh, I've won too. Yay!
I know she can keep that chain going all night.
Oh, I could go all night long.
But Hulk Hogan was trying to present Cesaro with his trophy. Jack Swagger came in, brought the trophy, and they end up with a match with Cesaro winning by count out.
You forgot the most important thing.
What, the crowd?
No. But Cesaro is now no longer a part of the Real Americans.
Oh, yeah, he's a Paul Heyman guy.
And what's his name?
Cesaro.
What was his new catchphrase?
The King of Swing. That's what it was. King of Swing. But yeah, a lot of people was behind Cesaro, but he looked like he was getting the face turn anyway, so you know, them new anyway. Main event. WWE World Heavyweight Championship. This match ended up God. This is one of those things that you may not never get
you just
out
wish
of.
You never seen that.
Right, and that was like 30 seconds a waste of time.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get that moment of my life back.
I don't think none of us can. But Randy Orton Batista did came out, attacked Daniel Bryan. Kane did too. Came out, well, Triple H came out first, about to ring the bell. The match started, and Shield came out. And although they was doing their stepping in the ring, and Orton, Batista, and Kane did the same thing, was stepping close to each other. Soon as Triple H turned around trying to defuse it,
beep.
He got speared by Roman Reigns, and
beep.
The fight happened. Triple H got up, got a knee to the face, and that was it. And that match ended in a no contest. But overall, with the show, what do you think?
Not too bad. The asshole chant was awesome. The pussy chant was awesome.
Yeah, I guess Jericho has agreed. Wow, best Monday Night Raw ever. Now, that's how you introduce to put over new talent. The new era has begun. That was from his Twitter. Well, that is true. Now, I guess that's a lot of people were saying that that's a good way for them to put up talent. So, it's good, good, good. So, God, what a WrestleMania weekend. Oh my God. We're going to take a little break. We might talk about more about Monday Night Raw, but we are going to get to the results of the awards. So we will be right back.
Make it move, make it move, make it move, make it move, make it move. here.
Back. I'm just going to read a few tweets. Vicky Carroll, my vision is complete. New champion, new diva. Well done. Let's see who else. From Paige herself. I think that went well.
Well, my fans on Facebook and on Radio Land, this English diva is heading to bed. So she's staring at this computer monitor, and I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing or what.
Oh, wow. She is the youngest Divas champion ever.
I will leave you to announce the WSSL Awards, because I don't know half of them anyway, so.
All right.
You know my feelings on a lot of people in local wrestling right now. So.
Well, most likely you. Few of those people didn't like won any like awards anyway, so.
No, but I'm still tired. So, night Facebook land, night Love Radio land.
Okay. I'm gonna go from bottom to the top. So I'm gonna do this in. Yeah. they're going to get to the Aaron Thomas Award that was won no other than T.C. Washington, so he wins that award. Staff match of the year is right now been is the King of the Ring finals that happened in the Summer Fest last year that was voted. Kansas State finals of that match. Staff wrestler of the year is none other than the winner himself, Juwan Hernandez. WWE Tag Teams of the Year, the Usos. TNA Tag Teams of the Year, James Storm and Gunner. Fed of the Year, although it's sad to see them go for the second straight year, SWE. Local Tag Teams of the Year is a new one, Urban Assault Team. WWE Best Theme Song, CM Punk. TNA Theme Song, Kurt Angle. ROH Theme Song, none other than Kevin Steen. Drew Radish is Indie Fan of the Year. That's a new award that we came up with. WWE Breakout Star of the Year is Roman Reigns. Breakout Star for TNA is Gunner. Local breakout star is local. It's no other than Sean Priest. TNA Jerk of the Year is Dixie Carter. ROH Jerk of the Year, Steve Corino. Local Summer Show of the Year was BCW War Games. WWE Pay-Per-View of the Year, which I thought most of y'all was going to vote for WrestleMania, but y'all didn't. So it's mainly going for SummerSlam 2013. See, TNA Pay-Per-View of the Year was, of course, Bound for Glory 2013. ROH Internet Pay-Per-View of the Year is the Anniversary Show. Show of the Year, BCW Rise to Honor 9 from January of last year. Group of the Year is WFSO Midwest. International Host of the Year is Tiffany Tilly. Staff Member of the Year, yours truly. Hey. No, it's not. No, it's not. Hey, I wish I was rich. WWE Diva of the Year, she did lose her title, so AJ Lee. ODB is TNA Knockout of the Year. It was a tie for Charismatic Person of the Year. It was a tie between John Cena and The Undertaker. Charismatic Person of TNA, Christopher Daniels. ROH Charismatic Person, Kevin Steen. Local Jerk of the Year, JP. Local Theme Song, T.C. Washington. Local Charismatic Person, JP. MIAW Wrestler of the Year, Mace Morgan. BCW Wrestler of the Year, Sadis. Local Ladies Wrestler of the Year, Stacy Shadows. SWE Wrestler of the Year, Jack Spade. Local Manager of the Year is JP. Best at Speaking Out in TNA, Dixie Carter. ROH Best at Speaking Out, Kevin Steen. WWE Funniest Person, Santino. TNA Funniest Person, Mr. Anderson. And I had to make the fact that this is Santino's second straight win for that title. Well, for that claim, I should say. Local's Funniest is JP. ROH Funniest is Mark Briscoe. Local Best at Speaking Out, JP. TNA Match of the Year was on Impact Wrestling. Main Event Mafia and AJ Styles versus Aces and Ace. ROH Match of the Year is Tommaso Ciampa versus Matt Taven for the TV championship, which Tommaso did win. WWE Match of the Year from SummerSlam 2013, Daniel Bryan versus John Cena for the WWE championship match. Best at speaking out WWE is CM Punk. WWE Jerk of the Year, Randy Orton. WWE Wrestler of the Year, of course, is the current champion, Daniel Bryan. BCW Match of the Year, Mace Morgan versus Matt Winchester in a dog collar match from December 2013. Bully Ray for TNA Wrestler of the Year. SWE Match of the Year is the 8-man elimination match. Local Match of the Year is King Kale versus Juan Hernandez in the King of the State Finals. And Wrestler of the Year. I don't know what y'all did to vote for this guy, but although he was only, you only saw him in one match, and that was in WFSO King of the State. So I had nothing to do with this. I did not vote for this. I did not do anything. But your winner and your local Wrestler of the Year is none other than C.O. Jones. Yep. That was the vote. So, well, we'll just give our winners a hand. To say about God, we can't even get a recount. So, oh man, I really don't know what to say. It's one of those things that you just like, why did it happen? But it did, and I don't. I'm not proud of it, but it happened. So, that's all your winners, and I think we're going to just call it a night and check our website, wrestlingfanspeakout.weebly.com. Also, subscribe to our YouTube page. We're on Twitter, WFSO World. We're also on, excuse me, and we're also on Twitter, yeah, I said Twitter, Facebook as well. Look for our groups on Facebook as well. And we just got made a new, like, small group that's called WFSO Yes Movement. So check that group out. That group is all none but about Daniel Bryan and y'all talk about Daniel Bryan all y'all want and do it and just have fun with it. So I have a few things I need to do, so I'm going to take off. And you guys will have a good week. Don't forget about our other shows. I know Saturday we're going to have a brand new show where that's going to be in the works, so I'm not going to mention that just yet. Also, don't forget about Hazel Runs Her Mouth, 9 p.m. on Wednesdays, Central Time. Thursday is the Smarts List, 10 p.m. It will now will be a full hour every week. Fridays, Tea with Hazel. And Sundays, most Sundays, it will be none other than my show. As I mentioned, I'm no longer going to be with Tone Deaf Radio, so, oh well. But from all of us here, this is our trail. We will see y'all next time, or hopefully listen to Hazel Runs Her Mouth on Wednesday. So, You guys have a good night. Hope y'all enjoy WrestleMania weekend. And we are out.